We're seeing good success so far with the Achima program as a result of the scouting, the sealed scouting efforts that are underway as jointly between DPI and the USDA. We're getting a lot of information feeding back into our system on sealed numbers in these Chimas. And what we're seeing is that where we are today compared to this time last year, we've seen about a 50 to 60% reduction statewide in the psyllid population. That's actually really good news for us to know that all the efforts we're doing in coordinating our psyllid management programs are paying off as we're seeing statewide a lower psyllid population.
Most of the Chimas you showed, I think you have 35. You are seeing those reductions. You've got some hot spots in a few of them, though, where psyllids are still high, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And, you know, unfortunately, we don't have 100% participation by everybody in the Chimas right now. And that's really what we were going to strive to reach at some point. The success of the Chima is dependent on everybody working together, all the growers working together to coordinate their efforts. And where we do have these problem spots, where we do have psyllids building up and then starting to move and reinvest other areas, are the areas where people have not been participating in the program to date. So there's kind of chronic areas in these Chimas where we repeatedly have psyllid populations building up and then moving. And so those are the areas we want to focus on getting people to participate in the program and work to control psyllids with the rest of the growers.
You had a question from the audience. Has this reduction in psyllids resulted in a reduction in HLB?
Thus far, it's hard to really correlate what we're seeing in terms of our reduction in psyllid control in the spread of HLB. It makes sense that we're probably doing something to reduce the spread of HLB, but right now there's been so much disease spread before the program got going, and a lot of trees were already infected in the field. It's really kind of hard to say at this point what the true effect is on the trees that we have in the ground. Probably the bigger benefit, though, is going to be what we see in the future in terms of young tree plantings. As trees are replanted to replace old groves that are dying out or just new plantings established, this Chima program, that's where it's really going to pay off. It's going to help us to try to reduce the spread in those young tree plantings, and that's really where we'll see the benefit, I think. It's going to be critical as we plant young trees, keep those trees free of psyllids so that the trees don't become infected before they reach bearing age. Once they become infected, if they've not yet reached bearing age, they're most likely going to die or never make it into production. And so this is the real value in the Chima program, is reducing psyllid populations over a large area, going to lessen the chance that our young tree plantings will become infested with psyllids and ultimately succumb to HLB.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.